This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Steve Inskeep's on vacation for a couple of weeks. John Itzde's with us, and welcome, John.
Thanks, Renee. It's nice to be here. And in our first story today, Britain remains on high alert as police conduct an intensive search for those behind three attempted terrorist attacks. Britain's newly installed Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, says Britain faces a serious and sustained terrorist threat, while Prime Minister Gordon Brown says Britons will not be intimidated and won't allow anyone to undermine the British way of life. We go now to NPR's London correspondent, Rob Gifford. Rob, what's the latest on the investigation?
Well, the latest is, John, that we now have five people detained here. The two men who drove that blazing jeep into Glasgow Airport Terminal on Saturday, and three more people, a 26-year-old man and a 27-year-old woman who were detained late on Saturday night on a highway in northwestern England, and a 26-year-old man who was detained in Liverpool yesterday. The three of them are being held in London. One of the men from the jeep is still in a critical condition in a Glasgow hospital. There are houses being searched all over the country. Police are not giving many details, but the head of the anti-terrorism unit in London, who went straight to Glasgow on Saturday, gave a relatively upbeat news conference yesterday, saying that they have many leads to follow. The forensic line, of course, is important. And he's very much linking the two attacks. Glasgow and London on Friday and Saturday are being very much linked together by the police.
Rob, have the nationalities of the five people in custody been revealed? Are they British citizens?
Well, this is a good question because, in fact, again, the police have not been forthcoming with these details. They're always very careful not to prejudice any possible judicial proceedings that might come out of this. But several sources here and several newspapers have said that the people in detention, the suspects, are not British. They are Middle Eastern in origin. One newspaper has said that one of them is a doctor of Iranian Kurdish descent. And another paper says that there is an Iraqi in detention and a Lebanese man. And so it's quite a sensitive situation, this. And what we've seen is politicians very sort of carefully not coming out and saying that they are not British, but just being careful about this whole issue of the homegrown terrorism. Of course, four homegrown terrorists, British men, blew themselves up and killed 52 people 2 years ago on the London transport system. And Gordon Brown as well, the new Prime Minister, has mentioned Al-Qaeda and has sort of hinted again that these are not homegrown people.
Mm-hmm. Rob, how is the heightened security alert affecting life there in Britain?
Well, it's strange, really, because on the one hand, you have this heightened security. If you go to the airports or to the train stations, even on the streets, there are many more police around. There are checkpoints going into the City of London, for instance. In other ways, it's really business as usual. I think people often say this, even after those 7/7 attacks 2 years ago, that people talked about how the British, the Londoners especially, just sort of get on with life. And that does largely feel how it's been over the weekend. There was the big concert for Princess Diana yesterday, went off without a hitch. Wimbledon is obviously ongoing, the tennis tournament. So I think really Londoners are getting on with their business while being urged, of course, to remain vigilant.
NPR's Rob Gifford in London. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks very much, John.